Hello and welcome to the Valentine's Day edition of Pinot and Perfume. As always, I am your host, Sarah Chacon. And before I start with anything, I want to apologize if I sound congested. Since Wednesday, I feel like my body has been trying to fight something off. I have not yet succumbed to whatever illness this is full throttle. Wednesday, I thought I was getting close because I literally woke up Wednesday and I was just run down, tired, weak, like extreme fatigue. It was weird. And I did some Googling because the last time I felt super tired 4 days in a row was before I got the flu in 2009, which may or may not have been the swine flu. Another story for another day. Anyway, so then I was worried that I was getting the swine flu or the flu, but it hasn't really, the bottom hasn't dropped out yet. I've been tired and now I'm congested. So I think instead of the flu, it might be, I think I might be at the beginning of a sinus infection because the pollen here has been crazy. Anyway, that's to say, if I start having a sneezing fit, if I sound congested, a little post-nasal drippy, that's why. So I didn't do this because of the Valentine's Day episode, but what I am drinking today is a little bit, it's off on a different path than what I normally drink. If you are a new listener, I usually drink a wine of some sort. That's just what I gravitate towards, or beer. You know, I flip-flop. Rarely a cocktail because I'm not... I don't know enough about cocktail making. I know I should probably research because I would love to be able to make like a nice dirty martini. I went through a real phase in my 20s where I was like drinking a dirty martini. Then one time I got one that was made, and I think they're supposed to be made with gin. Up until this point, I don't know what the hell was in my dirty martini other than vodka and olive juice and olive, which I was down to clown with. I love that shit. But I got one made with gin and it was weirdly sweet and that kind of turned me off of them. But I think I'm ready to go back down the dirty martini route, get some glassware, find like my go-to recipe. If you have a good one, hit me up. But anyway, but today, I'm kind of a rube when it comes to cocktails. I usually go for a boxed wine variety from Costco. What can I say? Basic bitch and a frugal bitch. But today it's something different. I went to go some shopping. So my husband and I, we celebrate Valentine's Day, but we usually don't go like super crazy with it. But we do celebrate it. So usually we do that in the form of like, he'll make me a meal, like a really nice meal. And I am going to make him some brownies. So while I was at the store shopping for our meal / brownies, the Publix I was at was next to a liquor store that he really likes. So I texted him, asked if he wanted me to pick up a bottle of anything. And he said yes. And he wanted me to pick up a bottle of Michter's Straight Rye Single Barrel. They had that. And that's what I'm drinking. Drinking it neat. Look at a bitch up her game. Usually, I don't like, I probably should, like my husband has taken a real liking to like drinking bourbon and whiskey and recently tequila, just neat. And scotch was his favorite. I can't do that. I need a mixer of some sort, but this one's nice. So I'm just like nursing the shit out of this. It goes down smooth and it just warms your throat. It's like a slow burning fire, but not in a bad way. It's smooth and it's warm. Kind of like a fire, but not like it doesn't spice you out. I don't know how to say this, but. Oh, it's almost like I don't want to swallow it sometimes. Like my body is like, girl, you need something to tone it down. But no, I've got to train myself to just do it. But it's not bad. Like for someone who doesn't drink alcohol neat, this is pretty smooth. Again, it's got a nice warmth on the back end. Like just really kind of comforting. So if you are into that, if you're into, what is this? Rye, whiskey, bourbon. Is it all the same thing? Rye. If you're into rye, or I'm going to say whiskey or bourbon, I feel like they're all in that same family. Check out Michter's. Michter's. You might like it. So anyway, that's what I'm drinking, upping my game on this Valentine's Day 2021, because why not? Basically, we're in a continuation of 2020, so why not mix up what you can to make it a little bit different? PSA. So I have come to the realization, well, I shouldn't say come to the realization, because this is me trying to transition into my story, but I have noticed and have been made painfully aware that I am super awkward in public, like when I say like pleasantries to people. So I, you know, at Publix, they were ringing up my groceries and the baggage guy was like, thanks, have a good day. And I was like, have a good day to you. What does that mean? What the fuck came out of my mouth? Have a good day to you? What is that? That's like I combined like two different pleasantries, good day to you, and then have a good day, like into one awkward phrasing. And likewise, in the liquor store, the guy, it's like a locally owned, like a mom and pop liquor store. And the guy that runs it was super sweet. He helped me find my liquor, just making conversation. He was like so nice. And he was just like, you know, it's been busy today because everybody's getting stuff for the holiday. And he's like, you know what? Have a good Valentine's Day. You know, make it romantic because you only live once. And he's like, I appreciate you. I guess he meant like, I appreciate your business. Like as I was, you know, walking out the door. And I was like, absolutely, you too. Again, what does that mean? That sounds like, if you're not paying attention, it just sounds like I just did a regular pleasantry back. But if you really think about what I said, he said, I appreciate you. And I said, absolutely, you too. I don't even know what I was trying to convey. I think I was just trying to convey thank you and have a great day. Why I couldn't say those fucking words, I don't know. Anyway, so super awkward. I'm going to blame it on not going out rarely. I'm going to blame it on COVID-19 and being in quarantine. I mean, granted, I'm in Florida and Florida is open, but we have still been staying home a lot of the time. We have gone out here and there, but mainly we've been staying home because A, we are trying to save money. We have financial goals and it's just cheaper to drink at home. B, in my case, I get tired early in the night. I guess that comes from being 37 years old. You know, can't do it like I could in my 20s. And C, I mean, it's just, actually there is no C. It's just A and B. Because, you know, if we wanted to go out, we would get an Uber, obviously, because neither one of us are going to be driving, especially if you know we're going to be drinking. Ubers aren't cheap. They're like, I would say like $15 one way. So it's like $30 round trip. On top of that, you hit up a couple bars, $5, $6, $7 each. You have a few cocktails each. Like it can add up to like a pretty costly night. So we've been kind of laying low. We have ventured out here and there, but not on the level as we were, obviously, prior to COVID-19. Excuse me. So I am going to attribute my social awkwardness to not talking to very many people or talking only to my husband and close friends who are aware of my tendencies and who might also be a little socially awkward themselves. Not hating, not talking shit about anybody, but they don't, either that or they're just used to me. That could be it. Either way, it's just like a real big echo chamber. So I'm just going to say we all sound normal to each other or we're all used to each other. Nobody stands out as being super socially awkward because at this point we're the only people that we're interacting with. So that's it. And I'm going to stop rambling because I feel like it's going to get to a weird place and I'm just going to get into scent of the week. Okay, so scent of the week is Victor and Rolf Bon Bon Couture. Different from Bon Bon. And in the sense that, from my understanding and what I have smelled, Bon Bon is a little bit lighter. It's a little bit, I don't want to say sweeter because this is pretty sweet, but it's just like, to me, the sweetness of Bon Bon kind of smells more bubblegummy, even though there's caramel there too, whereas this one smells a little bit more grown, a little bit deeper caramel. It's white florals and like gooey caramel. So interesting story with this one. This was a blind buy that happened to work out. I was put onto this scent from Emmy Ever After. I love watching her YouTube, her fragrance YouTube reviews. I feel like we have very similar tastes. A lot of stuff that she, some of the perfumes that she has in her collection, I have in mine as well. And a lot of the notes that she likes and gravitates towards, I like and gravitate towards. So she really likes caramel. Caramel, I think, is my favorite note, with vanilla being a close second in a fragrance. I fell in love with caramel last year when I tested Changing Constants from Penhaligon's, because that also has like a salted caramel note. It's just, I don't know, it's just very sexy. Well, I would say Cho was put onto caramel from the Sol de Janeiro body mist. It smells like, it's like their Cheeriosa 62. It's what like their Boom Boom cream smells like, their body wash. It's just nuts, like caramel, pistachio. So good. So those two things put me onto caramel. And so when Emmy Ever After, when she said that she really liked Bon Bon Couture, that it kind of like amped up the caramel, I was very intrigued. So I did a lot of research, read a lot of reviews, and all the reviews were said kind of the same thing, that the caramel was like very like ooey gooey. One of the fragrances said that this was basically white florals dipped in caramel. They all pretty much said the same thing. It was very caramel forward. So this was on sale at Ulta on Black Friday. And because I am a frugal bitch, I stacked up some gift cards that I got at work and on my birthday. And it was the sale price, the Black Friday sale price was like $67.50. It regularly retails for $112 for this is a 50 mil. And I think that's, 1.7 fluid ounces, $112 retail. It was on sale for $67.50. And then I had like $55 in gift cards. So out of pocket, I paid $17. I mean, you can't beat that, right? So I bought it for Black Friday as a Christmas gift to myself. And it came in, and I will admit, the first time I sprayed it, I was very underwhelmed. I put this in my first impressions for this scent. To me, it smelled like an elevated Victoria's Secret perfume. And not that Victoria's Secret perfumes are bad. Some, I think Bombshell has won awards. But it just smelled just like that generic, sexy Victoria's Secret smell. You know what I'm saying? Like, it smelled like the inside of a Victoria's Secret store. And there was a sweetness, but the sweetness was very muted. But then after a couple of wears, then the caramel fully realized. And I'm wondering if this is, I mean, I have read instances where I guess they say it's like stale. If you get like a brand new bottle, like sometimes the perfume will be stale inside the little, like the sprayer or whatever. And it sometimes takes a couple of sprays to get the scent fully realized. And I'm wondering if that, and I think that's what happened with this one. And it also happened with Changing Constants when I finally bought that one. It came in and I remember what it smelled like from the sample. And again, it was spicy, but also sweet. Like it was very, the caramel was very prominent. But when I got it in the mail and I sprayed it, it just smelled spicy. Almost like the sweetness was again muted and it smelled like a Big Red. And again, I wasn't going to throw it away because I just spent a lot of money on it. But I was like, well, I'm kind of disappointed, but I'll keep it. It's still not unpleasant. And then even with that one, I took a few wears for like the caramel to kind of finally realize and to like come out in full force. So, and that's exactly what happened with Bon Bon Couture as well. So my first initial impression, I was very underwhelmed. I was like, oh, this smells nice. Like I'm still going to smell it and use it up, but I probably am not going to repurchase it because it's not as sweet as I would like it to be. But then like my second or third time wearing it, I guess like the fragrance had set long enough, or I had sprayed it enough times to where it finally like was out in full force. Like it realized itself. And then I was like, now I know what everybody is talking about. This is a super sexy, super caramelly, amazing, sweet perfume. So to go into the notes, the top notes are mandarin orange, neroli, and peach. Your middle notes are orange blossom, jasmine, sambac, and caramel. Your bottom notes are patchouli, sandalwood, vanilla, and blonde tobacco. To me, like, I know there's a fragrance pyramid, but to me, it kind of smells the same beginning to end. I don't notice a huge difference from the open. I mean, I guess when I first opened it, I noticed more the white florals and the caramel. And then once it sets, I feel like I get more of the caramel. I don't know if it maybe is like the caramel note is warming up against my body temperature. And so that's what's happening. And that's why it's more prominent. But after that, like after it dries down after like a few minutes after first spraying it, I don't get like a whole bunch of change up from it, which I like. So this one is, so yeah, I was very happy. I was so happy when the caramel started to come out. I was like, now I know what everybody means. Like, this is amazing. If you're a caramel lover, this is definitely something to test and add to your collection. Now, how it differs from the regular Bon Bon, according to the description on Victor and Rolf, it says, Bon Bon Couture is an even more opulent, intense interpretation of Bon Bon. The all-encompassing sensory experience of the fragrance is enriched, the ritual enhanced, and the ceremonious pursuit of pleasure acutely heightened. Like the touch and perfect fit of a unique couture creation of the most opulent textile, such as organza and satin duchesse, Bon Bon Couture languidly cloaks the body as a silky second skin, adhering to the codes of meticulous tailoring, structural silhouettes, and outspoken volumes that are ultimately transformational. I don't know what the fuck that I just read. That was like a whole bunch of word salad. But for my, like I said, for my own personal smelling of Bon Bon, which this did come with a sample of the original Bon Bon, which I gave to my sister. She asked for it. Also came from like a little like tube of body lotion. It's to me, Bon Bon smells very young. It smells like something a teenager would wear. No offense if, you know, you're not a teenager and you love Bon Bon. I wear plenty of scents that probably are meant for 12-year-olds. You know, Pink Sugar, hello. But to me, it just smells, it's sweet. It's almost like a bubblegummy sweet. And there's really no, like, it's not dark. It's not really depth. It's just very light, very sweet, and very young. Whereas Bon Bon Couture, you do get the caramel is deepened. And I even think the white florals are deepened. Like, I just feel like overall, with the woody base, I think it's like woods and musk on the base. Yeah, sandalwood, patchouli, the blonde tobacco, vanilla. That kind of gives it a depth. So it's like you have your white florals, you've got your caramel that really plays really well with the white florals. And then you've got the base with like the sandalwood and the tobacco and all of that, just like really anchoring it to really make for a very sexy grown-up scent. And it really, with me, I think it really works with my body chemistry. It just feels like, I mean, they said it was like a second skin. I mean, that's what it feels like. It just feels like an extension of me. Kind of like how I also feel like Black Orchid really meshes very well with my skin chemistry. Again, it feels like an extension of me. So needless to say, this is, I'm very, very happy, a new favorite. And it got me some unsolicited compliments. Which I don't, you know, I wear perfume for me, but it's always nice to get compliments from other people, right? So two compliments came from my husband. I count my husband because he typically doesn't comment on my perfume unless he really likes it. So I figure if he's commenting on it, then it must really, really smell good to him. So the first time I wore it earlier this week, he was like, "Oh, you smell good." And then yesterday I took a shower and then sprayed it on and got dressed and then woke him up to start the day. And he's like, "Ooh," he goes, "you smell sweet like a donut." And I was like, "Oh, you like it?" He goes, "Yeah." I goes, is it donut scented? And I go, "No." I go, "It's caramel. That's what you're smelling, is a caramel." And he's like, smells good." And then on Wednesday, I went to go get a wax treatment. And the lady who waxed me, she was like, "I really like your perfume." And I told her it was Victor and Rolf Bon Bon Couture. She was like, "Oh, really?" And I go, "Yeah." And she was like, "Well, it smells very nice." So to me, this has been a compliment getter. And I would most definitely pay, like, once I run out of this, which I don't think I'm going to run out anytime soon. I've got quite a bit left, even though I've made a good dent in it. But once I run out, I will definitely repurchase this. I do think it's worth paying full retail for. If I can get it on a discount, you know, I'm going to try. But if I can't, I will definitely happily shell out the $112 to have this in my collection. It's very long lasting. I would say it's long lasting in milder temperatures, because when I first got this, and then earlier this week, it's been warm. When I first got this, it was warm and I felt like it didn't last as long. Granted, it could have been too that weird, like it just needed a couple of sprays to be fully realized. Maybe that was another weirdness where it just didn't last. But I have noticed when the temperatures are a little bit cooler, a little bit milder, it works very well. It lasts all day. I think when the temperatures get a little bit hotter, you sweat, you exert yourself, I do think that it will evaporate faster and you have to reapply. Like I had to reapply today. But in moderate temperatures, it's perfect. It's chef's kiss. It'll last you all day. You may need a touch up if you were going to wear it at night, but honestly, it will last and it will project. So that's something to keep in mind. Very good on longevity, very good on the projection. You will leave a scent trail. Like, you know, my waxist, a lady who waxed me, she mentioned it. You know, she could smell it. So it's definitely checks those boxes there. What else am I thinking? I told you what it retails for, $112. It's sold out on the US Victor and Rolf site, but it's still on sale. I mean, it's still available on Ulta.com, SaksFifthAvenue.com. This is not a sponsor, but if you have Honey, depending on what website you're on, I think Honey on Ulta, you can earn $14 in Honey Gold. So I guess it's like their cash back. They also have, you can get a discounted gift card. So which for like $7.32. So you can get it for $104.68 if you have Honey, which I recommend adding because it goes through and applies coupons throughout the internet. If there is one that, if there's coupons out there, promo codes, so you don't have to look for it, it does save you a lot of money. Saks Fifth Avenue Honey also has the same deal. Essentially, it's a gift card, $7.66 off on SaksFifthAvenue.com. So there are ways to get it for cheap. I think, let me look in FragranceNet. Let's see, does FragranceNet have it? I know they have Flower Bomb because I have definitely got my sister Flower Bomb from Fragrance Net. But let's see, Bon Bon Couture, Victor and Rolf. Okay, so this is definitely, this is not a good deal on Fragrance Net, which is weird. So the 1.7 ounce, which is what I have, which is retails on Ulta.com for $112. Here, it's $181.99, and then with their 25% off coupon, it's $136. So I don't recommend going through FragranceNet. The first time FragranceNet, I think it's iffy with Victor and Rolf, because I was looking, because my sister likes Flower Bomb, but it's very expensive, and I was trying to find deals for her so she could get it for her herself at Christmas. I don't think she was that interested in it, to be honest, but I got Flower Bomb for her, the biggest size off of FragranceNet. I feel like at the time was a good deal. But when I checked last, like around Black Friday, I felt like you could get a better deal on the Victor and Rolf website. Like I feel like they had a better deal on FragranceNet. But anyway, that's just my perception. Let's see, with FragranceFi.ca can be hit or miss. They have, when they have good deals, they have good deals. Let's see. I don't think they have Bon Bon Couture. They just have regular Bon Bon. So I think your best bet is to probably get it either on a Victor Rolf website, whenever they have a deal, get it from Ulta, take advantage of the Honey savings. I think that's if you're trying to get a deal, or if you have gift cards to Ulta or Saks Fifth or wherever, you know, stack them and use them there to get some money off. But I do think it's worth the splurge. I mean, I don't say that a lot because I'm always trying to find deals, but I do think this is, if you like caramel especially, and you know, you may or may not like Victor and Rolf, but if you like caramel, I definitely think this is worth getting, and definitely worth the splurge. It's so good. It's kind of, I'm going to say it's a beast. It lasts pretty long, even in hot temperatures. It doesn't last as long as it's hot in hot temperatures as it does in milder temperatures, but it'll still last you a decent long time. Both scenarios, projection is great, and it works really well with body chemistry. You'll smell super sexy and like an edible treat. And don't we all want to smell like a snack? I mean, this is, and I would say too, if you're not super into gourmand, I don't think that this is sweet, but I don't think this is so sweet that it'll be a turnoff. I think that this is a good maybe intro into gourmand, but it's not like, you're not going to smell like cotton candy if that's not your jam. You're not going to smell like Bath & Body Works Vanilla Bean Noel if that's not your jam. Like, this is really, there's a good balance between the sweet and the flower and the woods and the musky base. So I definitely worth sampling. If you know that you like caramel and you haven't tried it, I would say definitely worth blind buying to me. If you smell the original Bonbon and you're not a fan, don't let that deter you. To me, I think that this smells very different from the original Bonbon. I'm not a fan of the original Bonbon. Just from like the few times I've tested it, it just hasn't got me, but this one does. And the bottle is super cute too. I didn't mention that, but the bottle, and I thought it was a bow, but I think it's supposed to be like a piece of candy, like a little piece of like a Bonbon wrapping candy. The Bonbon original, I believe it's like pink and black clear glass. This one, the Couture, is frosted glass. It's like a purple, dark pink, black frosted glass. So good. It's so cute. And to me, the way it is, I feel like it makes gripping it and spraying it very easy. Not that that's like a deal breaker for me, but I do like how it just, to me, I feel like it makes it easy to grip and spray. But very pleased. I think this is going to be one of my forever fragrances. Like, I had a top five, now I got a top six. Doesn't have as nice of a ring to it as a top five, but what can I say? The heart wants what it wants. So my top five, in case anybody knows, my new list, in case anybody cares, Black Orchid, Forever and Always, Alien, Shalimar Soufflé Eau de Parfum, YSL Lieb. Fuck, I'm always forgetting one. Oh, La Belle, Jean-Paul Gaultier, and now Bonbon Couture by Victor and Rolf. Love it. Thank you, Emmy Ever After, for doing a video about this and for putting me onto the scent. And your recommendation was very solid. And I heartily recommend this fragrance. If you like caramel, definitely, definitely worth adding to your collection. All right, so for fragrance in the news, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to do my own list of perfumes that I think that you would want to wear when you're trying to catch some D, or if you're a man trying to catch some P, if you know what I mean, if you pick up what I'm laying down. I looked for kind of like best Valentine's Day fragrances articles, and I didn't like any of them. They were all like super bougie fragrances. And I felt like, I don't know. I mean, it's those articles. You can't take them too seriously. But anyway, I wanted to share my personal list. I don't know how many are on here. I have not prepared this. So this is going to be off the cuff. I feel like I sound like I've done meth, and I have not. I'm not drunk. So I'm just excited to be podcasting and excited to be smelling like Bonbon Couture, like a friggin' snack, a friggin' caramel snack from Bonbon Couture. I'm just fucking high on life, I guess. I don't know. All right. So this is in no particular order. I'm just going to mix men's and women's together. And there's going to be probably more women's because I have more experience with that. Sorry, guys. All right. So the first one that comes to mind is Black Orchid. I feel like black orchid is a very like, it's a dark floral, very sexy, but very like dominatrixy. Like you have to be, and actually this can go for both men and women because this is a unisex scent. I think if a woman wears it, you have to have some balls because this is a scent that could easily wear you. Like it's a very in your face, a very strong, a very unique scent. It's not your typical like white feminine floral. Like this has a bite to it. And so I think that you have to have a lot of confidence to wear it. And I look at it as like, yeah, like dominatrixy, like you like to be the boss, you like to, you know, take charge in the bedroom and maybe in life. You know, so I look at it that I think if you're a man, it's even unique for a man fragrance. And I think it's the same way, like you could, the same characteristics could apply. You like to take charge. You know, you're confident. You don't give a shit what anybody thinks. Maybe you walk to the beat of your own drum, march to the beat of your own drum. You know, you like to take charge here and there. If you and your partner both like to wear black orchid, maybe you guys take turns leading or seducing the other one. I don't know, but I think black orchid is definitely a good scent. Very sexy and very apropos to wear on Valentine's Day. Second one is I'm going to go with scent of the week, Bon Bon Couture. This, the caramel in this, makes this so gorgeous and so sexy and so sweet. Like, it's like you're just dripping in caramel and white flowers and you just want your lover to like come and like lick it off you. Not the flowers because that's weird. But you know, like it's just, it's very, very sexy. Like, I feel like if you're a woman, especially, I mean, if you're a man and you want to wear this, power to you. If you're a woman, you know, you like maybe pair it with like some, not like dominatrixy lingerie, but like, you know, like some nice, like black lingerie. Cause it's still like not super slutty, like a La Perla, but I mean, that's expensive. But yeah, like some La Perla lingerie, or if you're like a cheap bitch like me, find a La Perla lookalike type of thing. But yeah, like with like a nice La Perla like bra and panty set, a balcony bra, some thigh highs. You know, that's what conjures to images of when I think of Bon Bon Couture. And I think it's definitely a super sexy scent if you want to catch some D this Valentine's Day. Now, if you want to go slutty, Jean-Paul Gaultier Scandal. Change my mind. I think it's the patchouli. It's like, it's honey. It's super sweet. It's like honey and patchouli. And the patchouli is what makes it kind of skanky and kind of dirty, like in a good way. Like that's definitely a fragrance you would wear when you are trying to catch some D. That's a fragrance, like, that's a fragrance you would wear if you don't care, if you just want to put out on the first date. No judging. That's the type of fragrance you would wear. If you're a Tinder date, you're just there to hit it and quit it, you wear Jean-Paul Gaultier Scandal. I look at it, because when I first smelled Scandal, I got Girl of Now vibes, because it's the same sweetness. And I don't know, I have to look, but I think there might be some honey in Girl of Now, or at least, like, the sweetness in Girl of Now is pretty damn close to the sweetness and Scandal. But when I put it side by side, a Girl of Now is against like a pistachio nutty base and Scandal is against patchouli. And what I said in my review of Scandal was Girl of Now is the lady in the streets. Scandal is the freak in the sheets. That's where you go for the slutty lingerie. Like when you buy lingerie at like the Hustler store, like the shit that doesn't look like it's going to last past more than a few, like two machine washings. That's Scandal you wear with like a, one of those little negligees with like the little puffies on the end, like the little furry puffs on the end and like the matching shoes, little puff balls. It's like, that's type of lingerie you wear like from the Hustler store, from Fredericks of Hollywood. If you're familiar with that, that was always kind of like the sluttier version of Victoria's Secret. That's what I get when I think of Jean-Paul Gaultier Scandal. Again, I say with all of this, it's all in good fun. There's no judging. Well, if you like it, I don't think you're slutty. And, you know, whatever. Disclaimers, this is just me having fun and just going off the cuff. Ooh, finished my bourbon. my rye. Ooh, Lordy. She's not used to drinking liquor straight. Okay. For the guys, switching over to the guys, I think two by Killian fragrances. Black Phantom, and this is going to be a spoiler alert because this is going to be a first impression on Monday, but Vodka on the Rocks. So Black Phantom is very gourmand. Let me look up the notes. I think it's got like rum in it. It's what I call the pirate fragrance, and I think it's because the full presentation that it comes with has like a skull on it, and so I think skull, pirates, and I think even the description was talking about pirates too. But so Black Phantom has coffee, Caribbean rum, Java vetiver, sugarcane, sandalwood. So it's like boozy, but sweet and a little woody. It's kind of a bad boy fragrance. That's how I would classify it. It's really, it's a yummy fragrance. It's very much like a, I want to eat you type of fragrance. And I think I sprayed it on my husband. He was being difficult. And he was like, oh, stop spraying it on me. But it smelled really good on him. It smelled good on me too. I think anybody, like, it's definitely a unisex fragrance. But I do think that it would smell so delicious on a man. Like, a type of man I see wearing Black Phantom is like a, it's stereotypical. But, you know, he drives a motorcycle. He's got, like, the leather jacket. He's not the type you bring home to your family because your dad would hate him, but he's a type, he's exciting, you know, like he's a bad boy. Like, you know, he's going to break your heart eventually, but the journey, the ride up until that point is just so fun that you just don't want to get off, and he's good in bed. So that's what I get from Black Phantom. From Vodka on the Rocks, Vodka on the Rocks is very crisp and clean and cool. It's like the polar opposite, I would say, of Black Phantom. The vibe, I'm just going to spoil my first impression post, but whatever. Just act surprised on Monday. The vibe that I get from Vodka on the Rocks, I feel like a James Bond type would wear it. You know, like, it's just very sophisticated. It's very clean. There's no bullshit. And it just smells like the type of man who would wear this, like wear suits. He takes his appearance, he puts effort into his appearance, but he's not like weird about it. You know, like he takes time to smell good. His suits are ironed. You know, he washes his hair on a regular basis, you know, just have basic hygiene upkeep. But is definitely like an old kind of a Don Draper, James Bond type of man. Like, he likes a martini. He is old fashioned. He prefers to pursue the woman and seduce the woman. He will take charge in bed, but like in a respectful way. You know, like the bad boy will too, but the bad boy will like throw you against the wall type of thing. James Bond will do it in like a more commanding way, but like just lay it down and like have his way with you in a respectful way, you know? That's who I imagine Vodka on the Rocks, the type of man that wears Vodka on the Rocks. Yeah, so those two are the ones that came to mind for the men's. I know I've done more. Juniper Sling. You know, I always shit on that fragrance because it doesn't last long. It smells really good on my husband, though, and he puts it on his chest. And again, chest on me and I guess on him, too, it projects more. On him, it'll last. Like, he sprayed it before he went on like to a work meeting, and then he came back a few hours later, and I could still smell it on him. So it lasts on him. And that's, again, the same type of guy that wears Vodka on the Rocks also wears Juniper Sling, because Juniper Sling is very crisp. It's got the cardamom, it's got gin. It's a very light, fresh fragrance. Actually, I think the Juniper Sling, the type of man who would wear Juniper Sling, might be a little bit preppy. You know, like, he wears the polo shirts and like the slacks, but not like that bro look. Because the bro look wears like a Columbia long sleeve, like Columbia moisture wicking shirt and cargo shorts, or polo and cargo shorts. This is a man. He likes to play golf. He might be a hedge. I know this is not the greatest, but he might be like a hedge fund guy, or he might own his own, he might be a CPA and own his own accounting business, you know, very buttoned up. And I feel like that type of guy could easily be dominated in the bedroom. I feel like that type of guy needs a strong woman, because that guy is just kind of very mellow and just goes with flow. And he needs a strong woman, but he would wear a juniper sling from Penhaligon's. Going back to the ladies, I think, am I recording? Okay, thank God. I was going to be like, if I was not recording, all of this would be for nothing. Going back to the ladies, I would say Alien by Terry Mugler is so sexy. It's the Jasmine Ford. I think we've all smelt it. If you're a perfume enthusiast, that is. We've all smelt it at this point. It's just a sexy Jasmine Ford. It creates a sillage. It lasts all day. I think the type of woman to wear Alien is not the bougie bitch in La Perla, and she's not the trashy the trashy bitch in the Hustler's lingerie. She's like in the middle. So she's wearing Victoria's Secret, very girly. Like, I feel like her lingerie is like pastel pink and black, or like baby blue, or like a nice periwinkle. She's very flirty and teasing, but very feminine and very sexy. And she likes to not take the lead in the bedroom. Whereas the other two, the dominatrix, the trashy, and even the La Perla girl, no, not La Perla girl, she prefers to be dominated too. She prefers to not take the lead. But the trashy girl and the dominatrix girl, I definitely think, definitely want to take the lead in the bedroom. But this girl, the alien girl, she wants to feel pursued, and she wants to be seduced, and she doesn't want to, she feels maybe that's the man's job to put in the effort to take the lead in the bedroom. She's doing her part by wearing a bang up fragrance and wearing some sexy lingerie and being flirty and being teasing and doing all that. And then the guy has to step in. This is fun. Let's see what else. I'm not ready to end this game yet. Let me see what I've reviewed and see if anything sticks out. Something that I've worn and tested. Love Don't Be Shy by Killian. And the Love Don't Be Shy Extreme is now out. Both of which smell like, it's super marshmallowy and white florally, kind of like cotton candy. It's supposed to be like candy floss. Aura, super sweet. Even Killian has said that this is inspired by, like, when you first start seeing someone, start dating someone, you can't get enough of them. It's supposed to represent, like, you literally just want to take a bite out of somebody. Like, they're so desirable. So I imagine the Love Don't Be Shy girl as a mixture of the bougie bitch in the La Perla and the girl in the Alien wearing the Victoria's Secret. Like, she's upper crust, but she also likes to get down, because I feel like this scent is kind of polarizing. It is sexy, but it can also be like, it's sweet and sexy, but not like Scandal trashy sexy. But it flirts with that line, I feel like. Now, not for everybody. My husband says it smells like cheap Halloween candy. I think it's great. I love it. But I feel like this one is, you know, the girl who would wear this is definitely the girl she wears, like, I know, and obviously I'm not saying this because Rihanna likes to wear this perfume, but I imagine her, she's wearing Savage X Fenty. And I'm not saying that it's, and I don't think Savage X Fenty is trashy. I think it's great. I think it's like a good middle of the road, but it just flirts some of that. It kind of flirts with like some of the styles flirt with the line of like being a little bit smutty, but in a good way, like super sexy. And I feel like the girl who wears this definitely gets down with Savage X Fenty. She's got some corsets. She's got some bra and panty matching. She might even own a pair of the shoes with little pom-poms, like switch it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll wear a bang up Savage X Fenty red bra and panty set, maybe a garter belt number. But she might think it's funny, a little bit cheeky, to wear the high heels with the little pom-poms on it. Just to, you know, mix it up. I feel like she's like a good balance. She's a balance of the Victoria's Secret, La Perla, and also like the smutty, the slap, the kind of the smuttier side. You know, it's like she likes to be flirty and she likes to do all that, but sometimes she just likes to get down to business. And there's nothing wrong with that. Let's do one more. I gotta get a good one. Let's do a guy. Let's do a male fragrance. I'm trying to think. You know what? And this is not popular. Well, I like it. Creed Aventus. I think Creed Aventus is another like James Bond type of fragrance. I feel like, I'm trying to think of what another, I feel like Aventus is a, I think Aventus is the Wall Street guy. So you have Vodka on the Rocks, which is the James Bond guy. You have Juniper Sling, which is like your CPA accountant, kind of preppy guy. And I think Aventus is the Wall Street guy, 100%. He's, you know, this is not a good look, but you know, the Gordon Gekko, he, you know, on the phone, buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. You know, he gets off on that shit. He maybe breaks a sweat. He might get hard when he like gets a good stock, you know, that guy. And he comes home and he likes to burn energy by just dicking somebody down, whether that's his wife or his mistress. He's probably married and he has a mistress on the side, like a very Jordan Belfort, Wolf of Wall Street vibe. I see this guy wearing Aventus. It kind of sounds like a shitty guy, actually, not that I'm thinking of it. Yeah, my husband wears it, and he's not like that at all, but it smells really good on him. But Aventus, at least the batch, the sample that my husband has, is very citrusy. It's very fresh, and I feel like, but it's still strong, and it's still very powerful scent. It's strong. It's kind of a beast mode. And I feel like that would be like the Wall Street guy. Like he's all business. He knows what he wants. He takes what he wants sometimes. That could be both good and bad. He doesn't take shit from anybody. Doesn't take no for an answer. And he makes that money. And then, you know, he might do some coke and have sex with a hooker. That's what I think of when I think of Aventus. So I would like to see what your list would entail. What fragrances, men and women, would you add to this list? And who do you imagine wearing it? This was really fun. I don't have notes for any of this. I just went off the cuff. I was thinking a little bit about what I would include like prior to recording, but I didn't realize I would start doing like the type of person who would wear that. That was new to me as well. And I had fun, but I'm interested to see what you would do. What, if you wanted to catch some D, or if you wanted to catch some pee, if you're a guy, what fragrance would you wear and why? Or what fragrance do you think would be worn when somebody would want to catch it? And like, who would be the type of person to wear the fragrance? I'm very curious to see what you would add to the list. All right, guys, that wraps it up for this week's episode. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Whether you're celebrating with someone or you're celebrating by yourself, I hope it's fun. If you're celebrating by yourself, don't get down about it. I was doing that for years when I was single. And then I realized I could just buy myself shit. And it was an excuse to just buy myself shit. And then once I did that, it was great. I would buy myself wine. Well, not that I need a holiday to buy myself wine, but I would get chocolates for myself. If I was single now, I'd probably buy myself a perfume. You know, like you can just buy, just use it as an excuse to buy yourself shit. Like you don't have to not partake in Valentine's Day because you don't have a partner. In fact, I mean, I would say it's probably just as fun because like I said, you can spoil yourself and there's nobody telling you what you can and cannot buy and what you can and cannot do. Amen. Yeah, I hope you're having fun. I hope you're being safe. I'm not going to sign off just yet because like, I do my other spiel. But yeah, I just hope if you got a perfume for Valentine's Day or you are gifting somebody a perfume Valentine's Day, let me know what it is. I want to see what you guys are going to be wearing. If the spirit moves you and you want to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, I'm not going to stop you. If you want to go a step above that and leave a 5-star review or any review, I think anything helps. Just interacting, letting more people know about the podcast brings it in front of more eyes and more ears. So that would help me out a lot. If you want to connect with me online, the best place to do it is Instagram. I'm at Pinot and Perfume there. If you're on Peloton and the app, you have bike, whatever, you want to be workout buddies, I'm there. Hashtag Pinot and Perfume. You can also email the show, sarahchacone784@gmail.com. And yeah, I hope that whatever you guys are doing this Valentine's Day, you're having fun, you're being safe. Most importantly, you're smelling good and sexy. Bye. Pinot and Perfume is hosted and produced by yours truly, Sarah Chacone. Theme music is Around the Bend by Evan Schaefer.